Tomorrow is 9999, and no, you're not listening to a really pessimistic German. This is our numerical shorthand for September 9th, 1999, and it's the day that the number 9 gets her due. It's about time. 1 may be the loneliest number, but 9 certainly gets the least respect. To begin with, 9 has a bit of an identity crisis. Standing alone, we wonder, is that a 9 or an upside-down 6? And sure, it's an odd number, but hey, so are half of all the whole numbers. But, as is often the case, 9's reputation as an outcast begins early. Some of you may recall learning to check your arithmetic in grade school by casting out 9's. The key to this is a trick for calculating the remainder when you divide a number by 9. It goes like this. Add up all the digits of your number, take the much smaller number, and divide it by 9. The remainder that you get will be the same as the remainder for the original number. For example, you can tell that 9 goes into 342 because 3 plus 4 plus 2 equals 9. In mathematical circles, computing the remainder after dividing by 9 is also called calculating mod 9, so it's much more stylish than you think. After being ostracized in grade school, things for 9 continue to get worse. 9 is regularly removed from numbers everywhere, rounded up and out of sight. The $9.99 Ginsu knife set costs about $10. 19-year-olds say they are almost 20, and something that happens 9 times out of 10 is treated as though it could never be otherwise. Okay, so by now you're probably thinking that I'm being overly sensitive. Then tell me, if all the numbers were treated equally, wouldn't you expect that they'd all be equally likely to appear in the newspaper? With its financial data, population, and sports statistics, the newspaper is a veritable numerical treasure trove, and we'd like to believe a numerical democracy as well. But count the number of times that each of the numbers 1 through 9 occur as a leading digit. The leading digit of a number is the first digit that appears when reading a number from left to right. So, for example, 8 is the leading digit of 83.6. If you do this, you'll discover something very curious. About 30% of the time, the leading digit is a 1. Then about 17% of the time, it is a 2. And the percentages continue to decrease until you'll find that 9 only occurs as a leading digit about 5% of the time. This empirical fact, known as Benford's Law, can be predicted in many kinds of naturally occurring data. Our poor number 9 is kept from view once again. But tomorrow, number 9 is on display, and there's no escaping it. Thumbing its nose at the law, 9 is everywhere we look, standing tall on the counters in the bank and greeting us on the corner of every page of the newspaper. 9 may be a perfect square, but it's a rare gem of a digit, and every digit should have its day. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.